Well, first, I'd like to disclose that the Keg and Cork Irish Pub in downtown Bemidji is an underwriter of Northern Community Radio. It's also one of the restaurants that opened this week and under new rules for the COVID-19 pandemic that allow outdoor seating. And Tyler Winka is the owner of the Keg and Cork, and he is on the phone this morning to tell us how it's going. Tyler, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I walked by the Keg and Cork yesterday morning, and things look different. Describe your setting now.
So fortunately, the city has allowed us to kind of expand into our parking spots. So basically all in front of Keg and Cork, Two-Toed Bonnet, our neighbors here, and the Playhouse as well, they've worked with us. We have an area barricaded off, and we have put out all kinds of tables and stuff so we can do some outside dining during this.
You know, you decorated it up a little bit, too.
We had some fun with it. Brittany, my manager here, she went to the Menards here, and she loaded up on some flowers. We got a bunch of umbrellas, some nice patio tables and whatnot. So we did the best that we could with what we were given, and I think it's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Well, what has business been like in the couple days since you reopened?
It has actually been busy. It's been great. It's nice to see the support from the community again coming out and eating, and it's been an all-day thing. We open at 11 a.m. and we go till 10 p.m. at night, and I don't think we've had a time where we've been empty. There's been tables the entire time so far. It's been amazing to see.
Wow. So are people happy? Do they seem happy to be out and about again?
That's overwhelmingly yes. We haven't had very many negative interactions with this. Everyone's been happy just to be out. We've been fortunate to have amazing weather during this. Almost too amazing. It was really warm on Monday.
Yeah.
But it's been great. It's good to see our old regulars. We're getting some new customers that are kind of a similar thing where they drive by, see something different going on, where they'll come in and check it out. And it's just been a good time. It's something we've missed dearly.
Yeah. Yeah, so now you've set up these tables and there are barriers across the parking places into the street, and are there things that you've tried already that you are going to change, or how, you know, is it going the way you imagined, I guess?
It's one of those things where it's never something I thought I would be doing when I took over the bar, so I didn't spend too much time imagining something like this. So we have been playing it, kind of winging it almost, but so far it's gone very well. I actually got more tables yesterday just because we've been running out of table space, so it's a good problem to have. We're also working with the Chamber of Commerce and getting some more tables in the alleyway, which we can also have blocked off. So we can get to we have a 50-person max, and with that, we should be able to hit that pretty easily.
Wow. So you've owned the Keg and Cork for about a year and a half, and I'm imagining these last few months have been tough. What's it been like to try to run a restaurant and bar during a weird time like this?
That's a good question, I guess. It's been trying, obviously. I mean, I was barely just kind of getting my feet underneath me, and then all this happened. Things were going very well. Things were starting to get comfortable. And then on St. Patrick's Day of all days, that's as an Irish bar, our main day of the year, basically, that's when the shutdown happened. So it's been a lot of learning experiences, I can call it, I guess.
Yeah.
And hopefully I don't have to experience again in my years of owning the bar. But also with that, I've seen a lot of good. Like the fact the community's already been back out helping, all the other support we've received, the city working with us. It's just been a stressful time, but kind of it's been a good time too, I guess, to see what people are willing to do to help out.
Yeah. Now, you said that people seem to be showing up and they seem to be happy, but what do you think will make the difference long term in whether people are really going to come back and support businesses now that you have to dine outside? And, you know, what's going to help it open up? What do you think will make the difference?
I think the biggest thing is people feeling safe going out again. We're still not obviously anywhere out of the clear with what's going on. And so it's going to be trying times. We're definitely not out of it, especially as a business owner. I don't see this 6 months from now. I still see us dealing with this. A year from now, I still see us seeing some kind of issues that we're working through to get back to quote-unquote normal if we ever do, which I do think we will in the long run.
Yeah.
But for the time being, it's just kind of working with what we got, talking to other businesses. I've been talking with Two Toes a lot and Bridget's a lot, and we're all in the same boat in this. Every restaurant's dealing with the same issues. And so it's going to be trying times, but the one thing, especially with my neighbors here and other people I've talked to in Midgey, is everyone's optimistic. We're moving forward. We're dealing with the cards we've been dealt and going with it.
Yeah. So what are some of the new state regulations and things that you have to deal with? Not only do people have to eat outside, but you guys have to assure that things are clean and safe. What are you having to do?
So there are a lot of rules, obviously, for a good reason. So besides the dining outside only, all our tables are 6 feet apart. All our staff are wearing masks. Anytime that a table is cleared, and we have a new one coming in, we wipe down everything. I mean, we would obviously clean tables before, but now it's even more so. So outside, we wipe down the umbrellas, the chairs, the tables, anything that's beyond the table, to get them sanitized and clean. We need reservations. We can do walk-up reservations. We can make that work as long as everything's sanitized and clean and ready for them. There's just a lot of stuff that we're being extra cautious with.
Yeah. Are customers wearing masks or just your staff, basically? What are you seeing?
The requirement is just staff only. Customers, we are seeing a handful. That's the other tricky thing with this, is you obviously cannot eat or drink while you're wearing a mask.
Right.
So we'll see a few come up, and then once their food or drinks arrive, they'll take them off while they're eating or drinking. But that's kind of a tricky situation because you're trying to be safe, but at the same time, you need to be the mask off to eat.
Right. So, yes, you can't eat with a mask. Are you still doing, you were doing curbside, right? Are you still going to be doing that?
We have been and we are still. We still see a pretty good amount of takeout orders with those that aren't comfortable coming in yet. But obviously, it's dipped down a little bit because a lot of our customers that were doing takeout are not coming in to eat. So we still have that option available, and we're going to keep running it until we get the full reopen even, obviously. But
so what's on the menu tonight?
I honestly haven't even figured out what we're doing for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I want to ask you about something though that I saw on Facebook on your Facebook page. What are beaver droppings?
That is probably the most common question we get, and it's our most popular appetizer. Beaver droppings are a very simple little thing. They're just a cream cheese jalapeno wonton. Nothing too fancy. So it's almost like a homemade jalapeno popper.
Ah.
We serve it with a sweet chili dipping sauce, so it's got a little heat to it besides the beaver droppings themselves, but very popular, very good.
And usually you have like a soup and a sandwich on your specials?
Yep, and make soups all in-house. That is one of the things I do when I get in here. So we're making a white chicken chili today, all in-house, all from scratch. And our sandwich board, I've got to figure out what we're going to do for our sandwich special today. Still going through my mind.
Yeah. Any other things you've observed that you'd like to add, Tyler?
It's just good to be back, I guess. Like, it's nice seeing people again. There's been a lot of negative going wrong recently, and it's good to see people and interact with them and just have person-to-person conversations as much as we can, even with a mask, even spaced out, and by no means are old, everyone close and shoulder to shoulder at the bar, but it's just good to have everybody back in here again. And I've noticed people they come in to the dine and have a drink and relax a little bit.
Yeah. Well, good luck going forward, and thanks for talking with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That is Tyler Winka. He's owner of the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji. The Keg is open for outside seating. You can find them on Facebook, and their website is Keg and Cork Bemidji MN.com.